The proposed legislation and the Cuomo administration's letter to Ottawa calling for the resignation of Peacebridge General Manager Ron Rynas caused an uproar in Canada. But State Senator George Maziarz, who co-sponsored the bill to dissolve the 10-member binational bridge authority, tells WBFO News he expects it will start moving when the legislature returns next week. Maziarz says, quote, there's no chance it'll be pulled back.
This thing has been talked about for 20 years now. We measure this not in terms of days, weeks, months, or years, but decades. And it's time that, you know, that we move. I mean, the Canadians have their beautiful new entryway, truck plaza. You know, it's our turn.
Delays can be lengthy entering the U.S. on the Peace Bridge. It handles nearly $100 million worth of commercial cargo daily, helping to make Canada New York's largest trading partner. During a stop in Niagara County yesterday, WBFO News asked U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand if she's reached out to the Cuomo administration to express any concerns.
They are very well aware we are available to help in any capacity that they need our help.
Gillibrand says the Canadians are great friends and allies, and she thinks, quote, we can figure this out. As soon as it is, if it is, Senator Maziarz says he believes Governor Cuomo is going to turn his attention to the Niagara Falls Bridge Commission, which runs the region's three other international crossings. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.